You're listening to the Ace and TJ Show podcast on the Ace and TJ family.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
We have had some technical problems.
Hit it!
You are connected to Ace TJ 5G.
Ace TJ.
Riggins Alexis Tech D-Rob. Live from the Calitrend Studios, this is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
All of it. Podcast and radio show. And TV show and ham radio and satellite. And I think we're working on a deal where we're going to get stenographers to sit and every word we say during the show, have it put up, just the text of it put up on Amber Alerts, those big signs where the Amber Alerts come up so people can read them in traffic, like a, what do you call it, subtitles in traffic.
Never miss a minute.
Yep.
Never miss a minute.
It's not the news. It's more important. Now trending with Riggins on the Ace and TJ Show.
Prince Harry is set to be the first royal ever to testify in a phone hacking tabloid trial. He's back in the UK again. He's taking it to him. Everybody that it's ever basically said anything bad about him, he's taking him. And I don't know. It'll be interesting to watch. I'm sure there'll be a lot of media coverage over it.
Well, I'm not a Prince Harry fan. If this story turns out to be true, that they did, and it appears that it is, I think, that from what I've read, that they did hack into their phones, you should take it to them.
Absolutely.
You got to put an end to that. That's horrible.
Mm-hmm. So it'll be interesting to see how this all plays out. It's going to be a media circus over there. There's video of Taylor Swift's rumored boyfriend, the lead singer of the 1975, a pop band, very mediocre pop band, kissing the security guard at a concert in Denmark the other night. And people, Taylor Swift fans hate this guy because they think she can do much better, which may or may not be true. But I don't know. It's a viral video. You can check it out. The security guard seems to be into it.
Yeah.
He seemed to be loving it.
It's not like he was done against his will or something.
Yeah. But planning a kiss on a security guard. A lot of people were talking about that. Don't care. And then Pete Davidson's in a little bit of trouble. There's been all these pictures of him purchasing a new puppy at a Manhattan pet store. And the fine folks over at PETA, the People for the Ethical Treatment of Animals, says it's tragic that Pete didn't seek out a burrow-born mutt from a city animal shelter, because a scrappy New Yorker with charm, personality, and unconventional handsomeness could have been his perfect match. You see what they did there?
Yeah.
That was from the senior VP of cruelty investigations over at PETA.
Thank you.
So, but you knew they were going to take it to anytime a celebrity gets a dog and it's covered in the media, they go after them. And it's always, I get a kick out of it because people said the same thing to me. PETA didn't, but everybody's like, why would you buy a dog from a breeder? And I get it. I understand what they're saying.
Mm-hmm.
Because that's the kind of dog you wanted.
Yeah, and I thought he was adorable.
You went, saw it, fell in love with it, went, you know what? I'm going to buy that dog. I love that dog.
Yeah, God forbid he's already a pain, and he's now ugly, too. You know, I'd kill him. The only reason I haven't killed him is so darn cute. I just think he's so cute. But they said, since shelters in New York and across the country are overflowing with homeless animals, PETA urges Pete to show some big heart energy by adopting, not shopping, in the future. So a great look. Yep. They did a good job with that one. They're wrong.
They're just vile.
Yeah. Big heart energy.
Yeah.
Love it.
Are they the nerdiest among us?
The people at PETA?
I don't know. Good question.
Are they nerds? I don't know. I've never met anybody.
The statement screams nerdiness.
You think?
Yeah. The way they tied it into the whole thing just sounds like a bunch of nerds.
Maybe.
But again, I don't put PETA in the same category with others who naturally are animal people and don't want to see animals yeah. mistreated and all that. PETA is a different breed of crazy, in my opinion.
Yeah, right. Because PETA, the people for the ethical treatment of animals, you're like, oh, everybody, who's not for the ethical treatment of animals? Yeah. Everybody would be. But then, yeah, they do some crazy stuff. Mm-hmm. So I got a lot of people were looking for Ozempic. They can't find it. It's a diabetes drug, but celebrities are taking it to help them lose weight. Nature's Own Ozempic, a possible alternative for you to lose some major pounds. There is a catch, though. We'll get to it coming up next.
From the Calitrin Studios, this is the Ace and TJ Show. Find out more about Calitrin at acetj.com/weightloss.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Ace TJ Prime Reward members, here is your Ace and TJ podcast and radio show secret word. Miami. That's Miami. If you're not an ACTJ Prime member yet, go to our app and join today or go to ACTJ.com/prime.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at ACTJ.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. ACTJ.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
Live each weekday on your radio, anytime you want, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
Go check out Ace TJ, the Ace TJ baby registry at acetj.com/baby. Help out two great causes. We are now in the, it's the final countdown. Ace is about to have a baby soon.
Yeah, less than 2 weeks. Well, assuming, you know, sometime the due date is now less than 2 weeks away.
Do dads put on extra weight when they have a kid? Is there like a freshman 15 for dads?
Yeah, usually during the pregnancy part. Yeah.
You put on a couple of LBs. Sure. You got a dad bod.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe Ozempic, you know, I hate to even bring this up because I know a lot of people need Ozempic for very serious. I mean, it's like a diabetes drug.
Mm-hmm.
Or that's who they prescribe it to, right? People who have diabetes.
Yeah, that's what it was created originally for diabetes.
But now it's kind of been taken over by celebrities and influencers all taking Ozempic to lose weight. People that probably, you know, are certainly not obese, but are taking it to lose even more weight. And now it's become hard to get your hands on. And apparently, Rob said it's very, very expensive, right?
It's like over $1,000 for a month.
And that's with, Woo! Is that without insurance?
That's without insurance, yes.
Oh, you know, that's crazy.
But you can't get it with insurance unless you have diabetes.
Right.
Yeah. Okay.
So if you're trying to get it just to lose weight, you'd have to just straight up pay for it over $1,000 a month. That's insane.
But if you're looking thin and hot, I would say it's well worth the money. But anyway, there's some influencers on TikTok that have been hawking this stuff called berberine, and they're calling it Nature's Own Ozempic. Berberine, it's a bitter tasting chemical extracted from the roots of plants such as golden seal and barberry. Now, I just looked it up. You can buy this stuff on Amazon. It's all over the place, and the reviews are really high. I don't know what it is. I don't recommend that to anybody, but they say it's, you know, helping them out. in midst of the Ozempic shortage. Now, we're all used to shortages by now since, you know, the pandemic and all came through. What shortage would you not survive? Selfishly, not literally you're going to die, like medication wise, but it's something you use so often or you so rely on that it would be a real struggle for you. Like Ace was going through cases of champagne just a couple weeks ago.
Yeah.
He probably wouldn't make it with a champagne shortage.
Yeah.
Or peanut butter shortage for me. Every time any of these types of questions come up, it's peanut butter.
Peanut butter. That's a good one.
Mm-hmm. Cheese.
Yeah, I was
cheese.
About to say, me and Alexis are probably going to say the same thing.
Yeah.
It's cheese.
Yeah, cheese. I'd have trouble with cheese.
There's no reason to keep living.
Just end it all.
Yeah.
Look, I could cut out cheese way, way easier than I could peanut butter.
Oh, no.
No way.
No, I couldn't either.
Cheese is a standard snack in my house. Like, yeah. I ate cheese all the time.
Well, the crazy thing about Rob, he's saying he couldn't survive, but cheese almost killed him like a couple of times.
More than once.
That's how much he loves it.
Nearly choked to death a couple of times, yet he keeps coming back for more.
You're not going to survive the shortage. You're also not going to survive for having it. You're just not going to survive.
It's a dangerous life I lead.
It is. It kind of is. So finish the sentence. I wouldn't survive a blank shortage, whatever it might be. It doesn't have to be a food thing at all. Charmin Ultra Soft. A lot of people love that stuff. At the Ace TJ Show. We're going to find out what you wouldn't survive coming up next.
Live from the Calitran Studios. Find out more about Calitran at acetj.com/weightloss. More of the Ace and TJ Show next.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitran. Calitran is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitran.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Ooh. Excuse me.
Don't be yawning.
Jeez.
Come on, man.
Had a rough couple nights. Go check out acetj.tv. There's going to be a new episode of TJ and Jody's House podcast up. You go check that out at 11. And a bunch of stuff up there. The entire show, extra funny if you subscribe to ACETJ Prime Plus, acetj.tv. Go check it out. We're talking about the shortage you would not survive. I know a lot of people are obsessed with Diet Dr. Pepper, and that's fine. But what else is out there? A shortage you would not survive. I don't know if I have anything. I'm not super tied into any brands or anything like that. I can always find a good alternative. There's no Coca-Cola. I'll drink some, Food Lion,
yeah.
Mountain Rush or whatever they call it.
What about if there's no more tea?
Tea, that would suck.
A tea shortage.
What if there were no more love? You had no love in your life.
Yeah, that would suck.
You couldn't survive a love shortage.
No, I couldn't. Mm-mm. No. Mm-mm. It's a good one. Yeah, that's a good point. But there's a lot of these. I wouldn't survive a blank shortage. We just got a DM. I guess this person wanted to remain anonymous. But a mayonnaise shortage. I use so much. I use so much in so many different types of food. And if I was forced to eat Miracle Whip, I would die.
Ugh.
Now that's something I can absolutely get behind.
I'd rather eat dry bread than something with Miracle Whip on it.
I don't know.
I love mayonnaise.
Yeah, I do too. I don't know how Miracle Whip stays in business because the flavor is not good. It's not mayonnaise. It's not any kind of reasonable spread. I just don't get it.
I couldn't even tell you the last time that I had. I don't even remember having Miracle Whip. It's been so long. I just can't imagine.
Sweet.
Like, I don't think I remember what it tastes like. It's been forever.
It's not good.
I got one.
Okay.
I would die if there were a soft bristle toothbrush shortage.
Oh, that's interesting.
Yeah, I can't do higher than a soft.
I didn't know that.
Mm-mm.
You got tender gums?
Tender gums, yeah.
You need the soft. I've never even seen soft listed on there.
Really?
It's always medium or firm.
No way.
Really?
I think dentists want you to use soft.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
How eye-opening. You would have tender gums. That totally makes sense to me. Like very, it's a sensitive ecosystem in his body. This might be another one. Jessica said pickle.
Oh, pickles would be way.
Yeah, pickles would be top of the list for me, too.
You wouldn't survive a pickle shortage.
I like Danielle's. Sugar-free tropical popsicles.
Ooh.
And mood stabilizers. I wouldn't survive without my mood stabilizers.
That sounds like a Southern, like, that's my mood pill. Water pill.
Somebody else said Ambien came up with a list.
Yeah, I get that. If you're on the sleeping pills, like, that seems like life or death. You're not going to make it. Hannah said Afrin nasal spray. Ooh. Yes, I know there's a reason the box says not to use more than 4 days in a row, but I can breathe with my trusty nasal spray.
Yeah, you should really get off that, seriously.
Yeah, I think
that's bad business.
Yeah, Mr. Todd was on that for a while.
Still is, I'm sure.
Is he?
Mm-hmm.
He said
I had to get that monkey off my back.
You were on it
years
too?
Ago. Yeah, I was full on addicted to it.
Really?
Mm-hmm.
What's something you couldn't live without, Alexis? Besides cheese.
Besides cheese. I don't know. That's like the number one thing that I really just can't. I don't want to imagine a world without it.
I can't imagine a world without cheese.
Yeah.
I'm with you.
Pasta maybe would be another one because I love pasta so much. Pasta.
Oh.
Pasta.
Pasta wasn't cookie. Rob, what about you?
Mine is maybe like a pizza, but I guess that's partially because of the cheese. Like if there was a pizza shortage, I would be very upset.
See, yeah. Something not food, though.
Yeah. Not food? I can't think of anything.
What if there was a board game shortage?
Please.
Like general game. Board games? That would not be good. Yeah.
No, Rob has more creature comforts than anybody I know. So portable ACs.
Oh, yeah, if there was a box fan shortage, mine broke, I would never sleep again.
A weighted blanket shortage,
trash dome.
Ring doorbell shortage. I mean, the list of things that Rob uses goes on and on to make his life easier.
And he relies on them so heavily. I think that's interesting. Oh, he's sweet though. We do love him.
Yeah, it doesn't mean we don't love him. You're right. He has more creatures. His life is probably set up as perfect as it can be for him.
Yeah. It's pretty awesome. He's got it all figured out. There's a woman that's having a little bit of trouble at her job, and I think a lot of people can relate. We'll get to it coming up next.
Miss part of the show? Just download it. Get the Ace and TJ podcast on any platform. More of the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show is coming up.
The Love and Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love and Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenyx. Neogenyx is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenyx.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
A lot happening with the radio family. Here's what's new today from the Ace and TJ podcast and radio show.
New episode of TJ and Jody's House podcast. The America's most popular couple. They do their own podcast. We got to come up with a good tagline.
We're a power surge couple.
You are. That would absolutely be true. You can go check that out at acetj.tv. And go subscribe to Ace TJ Prime Plus, where you get TJ's new political show. He's on fire on that show. I have to get an extinguisher on him. So there's a woman. She was a bartender at a very popular chain restaurant. I won't say which one, but everybody's eating there, and it's good in the neighborhood. You catch my drift. but she said this was the straw that broke the camel's back. So she was working a closing shift as a bartender at this restaurant, and apparently one of her coworkers, who was also a bartender, and she were not getting along. And the night before, she decided to not stay late, even though she was asked, but that's not her obligation to stay late. They had asked her to stay late. She said no. So the next night, her coworker slash bartender coworker took it out on her because a couple came in real late. And then they wanted to stay after 2 a.m. And they have to leave, right, Alexis? In the restaurant, if last call is at 2 a.m., that means you have to start.
Yeah, you got
to
go.
You can't. Do you have time to finish your drinks at a place like that?
They give you a 15-minute window. So by 2:15, everybody that doesn't work there has to be out of the building.
Okay, that's exactly what happened. And then when she gave them that message, this guy says, no, you guys are good. You can finish your drinks no matter how long it takes. And then, like, dipped out. Which I'm pretty sure is illegal.
Yeah.
And that's what she said. And the manager did nothing to stop this because I guess he was looking at it like, oh, let's make more money or whatever. So she ended up quitting because her, you know, coworker was such a jerk to her. That was really rude. But I didn't realize that was an illegal thing. She said, don't be at me about not staying late when you're making me stay later than I should, even by letting people be in here illegally.
Yeah.
So she stormed out. And I love that. I love a good storm out.
Mm-hmm. I've always wanted to storm out.
Right?
I've never done it before, yeah.
I feel like it would be the most satisfying way to quit.
I just want to, like, tell that person about them, like, everything I've ever wanted to say about them. Tell them, and then I'm out.
Dip.
Not think and then, about it ever and, again.
But have all of your stuff together so you'd never have to go back.
Oh, yeah, 100%. Yeah,
and you couldn't, and yeah. You wouldn't want to rely on those never, people for right. a reference or anything like yeah. that. You have to get it set up. But, like, I just feel like that never that only happens in movies. But, God, would it be satisfying?
It's got to be like the lottery. You won the lottery, or you just got a big insurance settlement or something. So you got plenty of money now. So it's like, okay, by the way, you know.
Yeah.
On my way out the door, let me tell you a couple things.
Yeah. And be sure this experience is never going to have to go on a resume anywhere. Yeah. But I'm sure she's fine. She's a bartender at, you know.
She'll get another job somewhere else.
Yeah. I mean, it'll be okay. Yeah.
Let's just say, what was I doing? Trying to uphold the law. That's what I was doing.
And it's true. Yeah. Uh-huh. But then she, you know, she storms out. That kind of takes it to another level, maybe.
Mm.
But what a jerk.
I do feel kind of bad for the people in that case. They didn't do anything wrong.
Well, they should know better, though. You got to go.
Yeah, I mean, come on. It's 2 a.m. You're
right, go home.
Somebody
go
tells home. You, hang on, finish your drinks. Oh, okay, thanks. I'll finish, polish this off, yeah. And then I'll get out of here.
No. Mm-mm.
If you see that the restaurant's empty, get out of there.
Get out.
Yeah.
Yeah, even if the person in charge, or as far as they know is in charge, tells them that they should they can stay.
Yeah, because you know that they're just saying that to be polite. They don't really mean it. No, I promise you they don't really
mean
it.
You don't know that. Oh. But I mean, how do people know that?
Yeah, how would I know? I say, take me 5 minutes. I'll finish my drink and get out of here. Thank you. I appreciate that. You're very kind. Mm-hmm.
Would you do that, though?
Yeah.
Really? Oh, no.
If they tell me I can stay, oh, this is kind of cool.
No,
I get to hang out
at
the bar after the bar is closed. That's kind of fun.
If I know that that there's no one else in there and those people are waiting for me to finish so that they can leave, there's no way I'm staying there.
But you don't know all of that.
I don't know all of that.
I do know that.
Well, people in general don't know all of that.
Yeah.
Sure, everybody that's ever worked in a restaurant knows that.
You think that people don't know that they're waiting for you? They're just no one else is in that restaurant?
Not every person, no.
Yeah.
I figured that. I know that because I have couth and social skills. But the majority, but the people who don't have couth or social skills, they're not being jerks. They're just being obtuse. I mean, just because you're stupid doesn't mean that you're a jerk.
It's a valid point. You know how many times I've told that to people? I'm stupid. I'm not a jerk.
Live on your radio and anytime you want us, wherever you get podcasts. This is the Ace and TJ Podcast and Radio Show.
Are you ready to say, hey, I'm loving life? We are. Join us at the Love and Life Music Fest, May 3rd through the 5th. Fun, art, memories, and amazing live performances from 40 artists you will love. Get your tickets now at acetj.com/lovin'.
Get your home secured for less than a dollar a day with no installation or equipment charges and a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You can get security for your home. 800-915-8941. 800-915-8941.
The Ace and TJ Studios are brought to you by Calitrin. Calitrin is America's number one choice for healthy weight loss. Drug and stimulant free, so it won't interfere with any medications or health conditions. Find out more at acetj.com/weightloss.
If you've got nagging pain, you can get rid of that nagging pain thanks to Neogenics, Charlotte's most trusted stem cell clinic with an over 93% success rate. Set up a free consultation today at acetj.com/neogenics. Neogenix.
Now is the time to lock in the lowest prices we've ever seen for airline tickets with low-cost airlines. Over 500 airlines with some practically giving away seats. Call 858-988-7667. 858-988-7667.
It's your chance to win with Ace TJ Prime Rewards. Win incredible prizes like concert tickets, gift cards, merch, and so much more. Start earning points with Ace TJ Prime Rewards, all on the Ace and TJ Family app, available in your app store or at acetj.com/app.
Ace and TJ are well known for their charities. First, it was the Grin Kids, where they took terminally ill children and their families for a once-in-a-lifetime trip to Disney World. Now, it's Peyton's Promise, giving assistance fast to people who are in dire need, including the most recent first quarter of the rest of your life giveaway, where they gave away $10,000 to someone who needed it. None of which would be possible without great sponsors like the Temple Team at Keller Williams, the Johnson Group, Bradham Brothers, CompuCom, and Table and Twine. To find out more about Peyton's Promise, just go to peytonspromise.org.
All guests of the Ace and TJ Show stay at the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park. Beautiful rooms, incredible dining options. Book your room by calling 980-299-7123. It's the Hyatt Centric Charlotte South Park.
What if you had an extra hour every day? Think about that for a minute. An extra hour every day. Hey, it's Ace. What would you do with that hour? Now, I would probably try to start reading some of these books I've been putting off for years and years. But then I thought about it and realized maybe that time would be better spent finding what truly lights us up inside. Now, figuring that out can be a hard, difficult thing to do. And that's where BetterHelp Therapy comes in. Imagine having somebody to talk to, somebody to help you untangle your thoughts, your priorities, maybe even your dreams. Maybe help you put a plan together. BetterHelp gets it. It's therapy that fits your life, not the other way around. Therapy that fits your life. All you do is fill out a quick questionnaire, get matched with a therapist who gets you. And if things aren't clicking, you switch. It's easy. No fuss. Learn to make time for what makes you happy. Yeah. Learn to make time for what makes you happy with BetterHelp. Visit BetterHelp.com/AceTJ today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/AceTJ. BetterHelp.com/AceTJ.
Your New Year's resolution is in full swing and you are trying to lose weight. Help yourself with Calitrin. Calitrin is the safe, effective way to lose weight. When you buy 3 months supply right now, you'll get 3 months free. It's scientifically proven to help you lose weight. Order it now at acetj.com/weightloss. Calitrin.
The Extra Funny Podcast is brought to you by Neogenics. Neogenics is the most trusted stem cell clinic in the Carolinas. Heal joint pain naturally by medical doctors with no surgery, no downtime, and no medications. Find out more at acetj.com/neogenics.
The Love & Life Music Fest is in Charlotte from May 3rd through the 5th, and we've got your tickets. Earn points to win at acetj.com/prime. Win tickets to the Love & Life Music Fest along with other great prizes. acetj.com/prime.